sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. 9/11 Wake Up Call has been on the air for 2.5 years, beginning on February 12, 2008. The show airs on WWUH 91.3 FM on Thursdays at 12:30 in the afternoon, and since May 2010 on WESU 88.1 FM on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Some of my more recent shows are on the website www.radioforall.net, and that's the number four, radioforall.net. And my first 79 shows are archived on the website ct911truth.org. ct911truth.org was founded by Damon Bean, who periodically joins me on the show. This Saturday, September 11th, 2010, will be the 9th anniversary of the tragic and life-altering events of 9/11-2001. Damon Bean joins me in the studio today, as he's done on the previous two anniversary shows. We'll be discussing the latest events surrounding 9/11 and the continuing growth and strength of the 9/11 Truth Movement. There's a lot happening, so Damon, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Cheryl.
So, Damon, tell us a bit about the website you created, ct911truth.org, and why people would want to visit the site.
Well, briefly, my friend was a survivor of the North Tower. He did get out, and that really started my interest in 9/11 and what really happened, because when he got to the bottom of the stairs in the North Tower, he saw a completely destroyed lobby, blown apart. And that did not happen from a plane hitting on the 72nd floor. So that really started it, and the trauma that he went to, and I started researching it, and the evidence just came back more and more that we were not being told the truth. And, you know, it took me 3 years of research to start speaking out about it, and eventually I created ct911truth.org to present the evidence that I saw that best described why we were not being told the truth. And I really created it for, like, friends and family, because I got very involved, and they said, come on, you can't be serious that we're being lied to, that these were controlled demolitions, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a lot of information, and it's difficult. It took me 3 years to digest it. And so I created the site to put it all up there, the films, the movies, your radio show, the conference we put up at St. Joseph's College, all of that on one site. So when someone asked me, what's this 9/11 truth all about, I would say, just go to the website and start browsing. Watch a couple of the films. Watch Press for Truth. Watch the conference. And
Conference, if you're new to 9/11, the conference has really good speakers. That would be a good place to start also.
And it also connects to better sites. There's so many fantastic sites and groups now, and they're all on there, Architects for Engineers, Firemen for 9/11 Truth. The
right.
List
and
is just incredible now.
I'm always amazed. Every month there's like new websites coming out. The movement just keeps growing. It's just phenomenal. Why do you think it keeps growing? Why is 9/11 Truth so important? 9 years later, we're still talking
about it. How many times you hear 9/11 being used, even today, about our foreign policy and our domestic policies? Our foreign policy in terms of our wars, why we're in Afghanistan, which still, they're saying it's 9/11, but there's only 100 al-Qaeda. I mean, none of it makes any sense, really, until you come back to 9/11. Our domestic policies, the police state keeps expanding. Our Constitution has been obliterated by the Patriot Act, the John Warner Defense Act, the Military Commissions Act. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of it, it's all comes back to this single event.
The fusion centers.
Yeah. And so if we understand that 9/11, the story they gave us, is not what really happened, everything is open for questioning. And I think it's an opening to find out how corrupt the system actually is and how we get constantly led through fear and lies to do things that we naturally wouldn't do, which is usually to kill other people in foreign countries that we don't know, and also to give away our rights. They have to lie and they have to scare us. And 9/11 was one of the greatest frauds in history. And if we can expose that, we can expose the system behind it that allowed it, and we can expose even more the system of the media that allows this cover-up to continue even to this day. And I think it's in a fantastic education.
Right. If you follow the truth of 9/11, it leads you to the bigger picture of all these things that are interconnected. And so if we could expose the truth, I think we would have a fresh start in this country.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's a wonderful education for American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
This is the system that created 9/11 took a long time to develop. The intelligence services mixed, blending with financial interests, et cetera, blending with media interests. All this took time to develop. Now we have a massive event.
Right, the culmination of all those groups coming together.
Of all of it coming together to persuade us we can use that same event, that shock and awe. Well, one, we paid for it.
Right.
So we can use it to turn it back on them and expose. You know, it's criminal and it's corrupt. I mean, it's that simple.
And many of the American people don't see that yet. They don't see how they're being manipulated, propagandized.
It's scary. We get compartmentalized between left, right, Republican, Democrat, and all this. So we have small arguments on a falsity. Essentially,
right.
We're taking positions on something that actually is not the truth.
Right. You had an example of that earlier you were sharing with me. Can you share that with the listeners?
Well, yeah, it was interesting. I was reading the Hartford Courant article about Obama supposedly ending combat mission in Iraq. So the war's over. And how interesting it was, the article came out and Obama says combat is over, the war's over. But actually, they just changed the name of the troops. And it's even written in the article. They are now called not combat troops, but combat support troops. So
still,
there was actually no...
Still armed and still in Iraq.
And still in Iraq. And all of the troops that are actually removed were replaced by mercenaries.
Right.
Contractors who are paid $100,000 a year rather than $30,000 a year like our own soldiers are. So to say that we're ending the war in Iraq is, once again, it's right in front of us, another blatant lie. But that's never questioned. It's right out in front of us.
And then the media debates the lie.
The media then debates the lie. So the next day we have everyone on the talking heads from the right saying Obama should not be ending the war. It's putting us at risk that we're just supporting our enemies and a time date of withdrawal is they're just waiting behind the bushes until we leave. You know, and then you'll have the left saying Obama's doing a wonderful thing to end this fiasco in Iraq. The bottom line is they're all arguing two points of a complete false story,
right?
Which is very similar to 9/11.
Which is how they then give it some credibility to
because
people who aren't really following.
Exactly, because the essential truth is supported by either side, the left or the right, agreeing or not agreeing. You're still supporting that it's true that the combat in Iraq is ending or the war is ending, much like the two positions on 9/11, all of which, from the right or the left, still assume that radical Muslims did it.
Right. So if you're arguing about the mosque in New York City from the right or the left, or they should or they shouldn't, when in actuality the Muslims didn't do 9/11.
Right. The good propaganda is both sides actually support what they really want to support, which is the official story.
Right.
And so to take a position, you're still supporting that story. And it's written below the lines. It's an accepted truth. It's a myth. It's an accepted truth.
Yeah. It's really important that people see that and not get caught up in the right-left paradigm that they have us in. Or pro-immigrant, anti-immigrant, any of those issues that are used to distract us. And keep
right, and if you see the strategy of tension, once you see how they've worked, I mean, it's not only in this country, they do it all over, to pit Sunnis against Shiites, the strategy of tension, of constantly keeping that tension going. So
you're focused on the wrong enemy.
Exactly,
yeah.
And those in power never get it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, speaking of government propaganda and manipulation, David Ray Griffin has just written a new book called Cognitive Infiltration, an Obama appointee's plan to undermine the 9/11 conspiracy theory. Damon, could you tell us a little bit about Cass Sunstein and the motivation behind David Ray Griffin's new book?
Yes, Cass Sunstein is a friend of Obama, a Harvard law professor, and he was given the post in the Obama administration of White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. And he wrote an article in the Journal of Political Philosophy entitled Conspiracy Theories, Causes, and Cures, in which he provides an analysis of conspiracy theories, in particular 9/11 truth, as caused by psychological conditions and requiring cures, i.e. elimination through infiltration. And this was David Ray Griffin's response. And he never says that Sunstein actually did this, but this is a high Obama administrator writing that the 9/11 truth movement needs to be infiltrated because it's destroying our trust in the government. And it goes back, well, one, that's funny because actually the trust in the government is because of 9/11, them being involved. That is really why we're losing our trust, not because we're questioning it.
Oh, and all the other ways that they've lied to us about going to a war in Iraq, et cetera.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, but that's never questioned. The problem is that we're waking up and we're realizing that they're lying. And so therefore, Cass Sunstein believes that we all need to be infiltrated and redirected to trusting the government by essentially lying and manipulating our groups and the information that we use. And it goes back to 1960s, 70s COINTELPRO.
There may be people in the 9/11 truth movement who might fall prey to that kind of manipulation, but by and large, the people that I've met, you know, we're all pretty savvy and open to that we could be manipulated, that it's out there. And so, I mean, I can't imagine this working.
It doesn't work, and it hasn't. There was a huge backlash from it. Civil libertarians and pretty much everyone. I mean, he basically was saying they're getting powerful. He doesn't look at the truth of what we're saying whatsoever. He says they're getting powerful. We need to infiltrate them and redirect them. And it's not working. We know they'd always be there. If elements of our government were involved and they're covering it up, obviously they would try to redirect anyone that pointed out that they did it.
Right. Well, I'm sure our groups are infiltrated at certain levels. I'm sure that's what they do. They did it through the Black Panthers, the Civil Rights Movement, the anti-war movement. They've done it through history. I'm sure they haven't stopped just because they like us or something.
So. No. I think the 9/11 truth movement has been pretty savvy. We've found where it's been diverted and eliminated it pretty quickly. And it's such a diverse group. There's no leader. It's not really even it's a movement, but it's a movement based on something happening and pointing out the truth.
Right. And to me, the fact that they want to infiltrate us says that we're making progress and that we're on to something and that they have something to hide.
Absolutely. And that's what's so amazing is none of them look at whether what we're talking about is the truth. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. They don't even go there, which is why architects and engineers, their work is just so important because it's not a theory. It is 2 + 2 = 4. It's physics. What they said happened cannot happen. Their argument was with Newton, not with Richard Gage or the 9/11 truth movement. If they can't argue against that, then they can only attack us.
Right. And if you look at the NIST report, they keep changing their stance as they get challenged by architects and scientists. And they still don't have a solid reason for why Building 7 came down.
And there's no scientists really that have come out to defend the official story besides NIST. And none of them will do that in public anymore.
So speaking of cognitive infiltration, then there's the new report recently released by the English think tank called Demos. And the report is called The Power of Unreason, Conspiracy Theories, Extremism, and Counterterrorism. And they say that most notoriously and influentially, the 9/11 truth movement has questioned the official account of 9/11 and has become a large and growing political force. And I'm going to let Damon tell you more about what their plans are for us.
Yes, well, it's very complimentary that we are becoming a large and powerful political force, and that's why these think tanks have to write the things about how we have to be infiltrated.
Yeah, that is a really good sign, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. And once again, they don't talk about whether what we're saying is true or not. And in the article, it says, conspiracies drive a wedge of distrust between the governments and particular communities. And they once again suggest to combat these theories by attacking the websites that support them.
Now, your website was attacked last year, correct?
Yeah, it was attacked as soon as pretty much it went on site or a little bit after that. And
yeah.
I was told that would happen and we got it back on, but it was kind of par for the course. But there's so many now, it doesn't really do anything. I mean, there's so many websites. The information is out there. So
well, what I see them doing is when you read on like a blog site where there's an article and then people comment on it, I can tell there are people out there who are sort of creating doubt or challenging whatever the status quo is from the 9/11 truth movement.
Absolutely.
And so I think that's where they're getting in there. But I don't think that will be effective.
It's almost too late.
The genie's out of the bottle.
The genie is so out of the bottle. The debunkers and everything else, it's so 2009.
And, you know, the truth has a way of rising to the top. And I don't think there's any way to keep it down.
Exactly.
You can't.
And that's what's just amazing about these think tanks talking about the power of the 9/11 truth movement and its effect on the policies. Essentially, they're saying not that we're wrong, but that exposing their criminality will get them caught.
Right. And I do have to say, the 9/11 truth movement is so amazing. I mean, I've been involved with it now for 5 or 6 years, but there are people around the country doing things, and they are so highly motivated. You have Richard Gage and David Ray Griffin, who can't stop writing books about 9/11. You have Kevin Ryan doing all this research, and thousands of other people around the globe that are putting out radio shows and TV shows, and the momentum just keeps growing. It's just phenomenal, and I think, again, it goes to the fact that the truth keeps us going, and the untruth is being used to take away our country and our civil liberties and create wars, so it's just an amazing movement.
It really is. And in how it's crossing the divide, the fake divide of left and right, Democrat, Republican, we're really seeing the system as it is. I mean, it's eye-opening. It's not pleasant to begin with. But at some point, all of these amazing people are just standing up and doing something. I mean, you made a radio show. I started a website. We've got
Gary's got a TV show in
Gary's Milton. Got a TV show. And when you talk to these people, they're usually just average. They're not even like activists from, you know, they didn't start as activists.
Right.
They found out, and then at some point you go, I got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I got to educate people.
Right.
It's as if you were in 1930 Germany, and you saw this happening, you know, like the White Rose Society.
Right, and you just have to take some action.
You have to say, yeah, fascism is starting, or this
right.
was wrong.
And
you
I
know?
Don't want this.
I will
yeah.
stand up, and I will
right.
say 2 + 2 = 4.
To me, a real beauty of the movement is that we expand the whole political spectrum. There are people in the movement from left to right, and we are focused on one goal, and that's to get at 9/11 truth and hopefully save our country and bring us back to some state of sanity.
Yes.
And so we are united in that, and I haven't seen that in any other movement.
And that's why it's powerful, and that's why it scares them, because
right.
usually it'll be the divide and conquer. Oh,
right.
you're extremist left, extremist right, you're... You
know. And I think that's where they will try to get to us, is to bring up those differences in us.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
you can see them trying to put
that
into the movement
right.
constantly.
Right.
But we stick with the facts,
mm-hmm.
and we just do it over and
right.
over and over. And it's
working.
And
the truth is very powerful.
Absolutely.
It holds us together. Talking about sticking with the facts, the New York City group NYC CAN, with the support of the rest of the 9/11 truth movement, has launched a new campaign to educate the public about 9/11 truth, in particular Building 7. It's called Building What? And came about because many people don't know that Building 7 collapsed on 9/11, including many New York residents. And Damon, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what their plan is all about.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea. It came out of NYC CAN's ballot initiative to get a new investigation. And during that process, the ballot came in front of the New York State Supreme Court, which eventually ruled that they didn't have jurisdiction. But the judge at one point asked the NYC CAN attorney, why do we need a new investigation? We had the 9/11 Commission. And the attorney said, well, the 9/11 Commission didn't even mention Building 7. And this is, a Supreme Court judge said, Building what? And so a Supreme Court judge didn't even know that a 47-story skyscraper in his own city came down within its own footprint, protecting all the other ones at free fall speed, which they now admit came down at free fall speed for at least, I think, 8 floors. It's 2 + 2 = 4. That cannot happen unless everything was destroyed beneath those floors. So
right. And I just
no
encourage
resistance.
People to go to the buildingwhat.org website and watch the videos of the building coming down. I mean, when you watch it, I don't think you can draw any other conclusion than controlled demolition.
No.
The way it falls so fast and even and into dust.
And that's why they're using the Building 7, is because it's so... Most people don't know about it. It was not hit by a plane. And just watching it, it's just incredible. I mean, they're calling it the Zapruder film of 9/11, and that was the film in the JFK assassination that showed him being thrown backwards with a second shot from the front. And it eventually led to the creation of the House Select Committee on Assassinations, which most Americans don't even know came about, and the conclusions of that was that it was a conspiracy and there was another gunman that shot from the front.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was forced by that simple short video, and they're hoping to get another investigation by showing Building 7 coming down
mm-hmm.
throughout New York City to start,
okay.
and they're going to blanket the airwaves throughout New York during this September 11th anniversary.
Now, I have a clip here, an audio clip of that video, which you can see if you go to buildingwhat.org, but I'm going to play it for you now, so here goes.
I lost my son.
My nephew.
My uncle.
My son.
On September 11th, 2001.
Most people don't know that a third tower fell on September 11th.
World Trade Center 7, a 47-story skyscraper, was not hit by a plane.
Although the official explanation is that fire brought down Building 7.
Over 1,200 architects and engineers have looked into the evidence
and believe there is more to the story.
Bring justice to my son.
My uncle.
My nephew.
My son.
And thousands of others who died on September 11th.
Go to buildingwhat.org.
Yeah, when I hear that and I hear Bob McElveen's voice, just imagining your own son, you know, dying in these at 9/11, and knowing the facts and going to the Congress and spending years trying to get a real investigation and just being thwarted. And at this point, it breaks my heart every time I hear it.
Bob gave a very touching speech when he was here in West Hartford in 2007. And you can hear that speech on Damon's website, ct911truth.org. The Building What campaign is a year-long and worldwide campaign. And after they blanket New York City with this 30-second video ad in September, the campaign will spread to other parts of the world, and they could use any financial support you can give. If you want to donate, the website is buildingwhat.org. Damon, is there anything you want to add about this campaign?
Yeah. It reminds me of when I first started looking into 9/11 in the first years, you know, 2002 to 2004. So I just couldn't believe what I was reading about, you know, the airplanes, stand down, so many other facts in 9/11. You know, I just didn't want to believe it. But there was a website that looked at Building 7, and they had that video of it just coming down just perfect, perfect controlled demolition. The middle bends, you see it straight down. And every time when I just couldn't believe it, I'd look at that video. When someone else questioned it, I'd say, just look at this.
There's no other conclusion
There's
you can
no
draw.
Other conclusion. Now we have, mm-hmm. you know, 1,200 architects and engineers, which will give us the technical data. But to just watch it is powerful. And now that we have this new campaign, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and you have some facts there about Building 7?
Yes, this is from the website. And if anyone, you know, has been looking into 9/11 and wanted to show some other people why they're questioning it, it's a great website. There's no theory. It's just dealing with Building 7, and that's it. And on that, it has the facts about Building 7. Seven facts. Number one, if fire caused Building 7 to collapse, it would be the first ever fire-induced collapse of a steel frame high-rise. Number two, Building 7's collapse was not mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. Number three, according to a Zogby poll in 2006, 43% of Americans do not know about Building 7. Four, it took the federal government 7 years to conduct an investigation and issue a report for Building 7. Number five, 1,273 architects and engineers have signed a petition calling for a new investigation that would include a full inquiry into the possible use of explosives. Number six, numerous witnesses say the possibility of demolishing the building was widely discussed by emergency personnel at the scene and advocated by the building's owner. Number seven, Building 7 housed several intelligence and law enforcement agencies and the New York City Office of Emergency Management's Emergency Operations Center, more commonly known as Giuliani's Bunker.
So if you can help out with that campaign, again, it's buildingwhat.org. And they could use your donations, or even if you just want to learn more of the truth about Building 7. And now Damon and I are going to tell you about some upcoming events on this weekend of 9/11.
Yes, this year in New York, We Are Change is collaborating with INN Television to put on a 3-day conference called Our Lives After 9/11. The lineup of speakers and panels is just really incredible. It's never really been done before. And I'd also just like to mention right up front that this is, if you go to wearechange.org, you can look at the entire lineup, and it will be live streaming, and you can get it for $10. You can get the entire weekend streaming live. So invite over some neighbors, watch it on your computer, hook it up to your widescreen TV, and you can have the entire event right in your living room. But I'd like to read the mission statement, because this mission is really what brought all these incredible panelists to it. This year, we would like to highlight the effects of 9/11 has had on all of our lives, focusing on, but not limited to, the illegal wars and occupations of the Middle East, the need for the Western world to feel secure while giving away essential freedoms, the plight of the 9/11 first responders, fusion centers, how victim family members within the movement are coping, and the anomalies in the official report of the attacks. We all have differences and opinions on our views of this tragic day, but we all recognize the need to acknowledge the totalitarian acts that have followed. There are thousands, even millions, of us across the globe who are aware of these atrocities. We must unite together in efforts to preserve our inalienable, God-given natural rights. This is not about me, you, him, or her. This is about us and humanity as a whole. Let us unite past our differences. Let truth and the power of the people prevail. And the list of speakers is so immense that I can't even begin to go through them.
Now, let me just tell you some of the speakers this weekend. They have a great lineup. Anthony Schaefer, Cynthia McKinney, William Rodriguez, Cindy Sheehan, Richard Gage, Wayne Madsen, Colleen Rowley, Niels Herrett, First Responder Major Mike McCormick, Jason Burmis, Gary Franke, Bob Schultz, actor Daniel Sunjata, and many more from Saturday through Sunday.
And let me read some of the title of some of the panels are just incredible. We've got Truth and Consequence, Resistance is Futile or Is It? Goodbye, Fourth Amendment, Your Government is Watching You. Rule of Law, Speak Truth to Power and Pay the Price. The Science of 9/11, Myths and Miracles. Are We Patriots or Are We Terrorists? Have We Grown Afraid of Our Own Government? Distrust Your Government, How Conspiracy Theorists Become Conspiracy Realists, Islamophobia and the Rise of Hate in the U.S.
And then some more speakers, Danny Schechter, Christina Borgeson, Elaine Brower, Sarah Flounders, Ray McGovern, Annie Michon, Mike Gravel, George Galloway, Don Siegelman, Max Wolf, Paul Craig Roberts, Peter Dale Scott, Dahlia Wasfi, Mark Crispin Miller, and Michael Parenti.
Yeah, it's really an incredible panel. And a lot of these people have not really come together on 9/11 truth. And these are anti-war groups and like Cindy Sheehan and Sari Flounders, and academics like Mark Crispin Miller and Michael Parenti have not been outspoken on the 9/11 issue. So to bring all of them together now, it's going to be...
Right, and Michael Rupert will also be there. And unfortunately, Damon, we are out of time today. There's so much more to talk about. We'll have to do another show in the near future. But I want to thank you for being on the show today. I can always count on you to help me do these 9/11 anniversary shows. I really appreciate your input on that.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
That was Damon Bean, founder of the website ct911truth.org. And now I want to remind everyone of the Hope Out Loud Peace Festival in Hartford's Bushnell Park on Sunday, September 19th from 12 to 5. It was started after 9/11 to share an alternate response to that event. My friend Laura and I have had a 9/11 table there for the last 5 or 6 years, and Damon will be joining us this year. We'll be passing out free 9/11 movies, literature, and I'll be recording people's thoughts and opinions on 9/11 to be aired later on this show. So if any of this interests you, the place is Bushnell Park in Hartford on Sunday, September 19th from 12 to 5. Hope to see you there. And to learn more about the Hope Out Loud Peace and Arts Festival, their website is hopeoutloud.org. Or you can call 860-523-4823. That's 523-4823. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.